Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Bobo, divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity, revelation and manifestation. Olodumare, Mokilo, Ni, Mo, Wogun, Marin, Aye, Mother, Father, Creator, God. I greet the new day. I greet the four directions that create the world. Eshua Legbuana Kosi Were Awo Unlouto Ni Iwo Ada Afamba Osi O Batala Ni Ita Nehebo Onilo Abaneshu. Eshu is the respected elder who flogs, confronts, and uncovers fools that one versed in mysteries uses truth to own you. He causes scatter to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warnings is the one who is Eshu. Aboru, Aboye, Aboshishe, Ashe, may our Ebo reach our room. May our Ebos be accepted. May our Ebo allow what we desire to come to pass. And so we say, Ashe, Asheo, and Ashe. Today is Friday, March 9th, 2018. You are listening now live and always an archive at your leisure and convenience to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Elagun Oloye Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, evolutionary, revolutionary, universal, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, my work, divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, that place from where I begin, the place from where I realize and crystallize all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine, all-blessed reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is March 8th, 2013. I am vibrating in, I'm sorry, March 9th, 2018, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince. Five Potions, Hoodoo Central, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and most enchanted city in America. New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this hoodoo obeya spiritualist life path and journey, passing down the great obeya stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, spirits, and minerals. Time traveling just a little bit today, but I'm going to reel it in that I'm appreciative and thankful of you who join me here live at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch, Revolutionary Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes here on blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. My live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Please listen. Settle in, pull up a chair, and enjoy us today. But if you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number one on your telephone keypad. This raises your hand in queue, and it alerts me that someone wants to speak. And I will reel it in and open your mic and bring you into the conversation. My website, where I can be reached utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. All is truly and indeed a blessing specialized in during battle, difficult and blocked endeavors of situation. understanding that we operate as co-creators with the divine, with the universe, with the creative powers, if you will. Right away, people want to rename you, remake you, reshape you into their own image. But they are not really clear of the image that they see in the mirror every single day. And more important than going down is the getting up. This is a journey and a process of evolution of the soul, of the spirit, of the individual, and society, the society of humanity. Some would say not a spiritual experience at all, but one of humanity emerging and evolving alien technology and consciousness, galactic or cosmic consciousness, when much of humanity is still getting up from the ground, is still finding their sea legs, is still trying to walk above the first chakra, which is such basic animalistic procreative of a center, of an energy point to be blocked at. We continue to move forward. Many of us are playing catch up, but humanity, the planet, the cosmos, the galaxy continues to move forward. And we so too must continue to grow and to evolve and to move forward. Technology is forging ahead and building new neurons of understanding and evolution. Light technology. We lay down and dream and vision and create in the mist, in our minds, in our consciousness, and wake up evolved beings today in a way that did not exist in our great-grandparents' time, in our ancestors' time. However, our ability to connect with the spirit realm, with the ancestors, with God, if you will, is more intense than ever before. Who needs to be king when you are God? There are no African rulers with king, K-I-N-G. What language is that? There are no African rulers with king as a title or name without ties to colonial powers, without ties to Europe, without ties to America. So the idea that somehow king and queen validates who we are from an Afrocentric perspective is nonsense. I am the Divine Prince. I am grateful to be Divine Prince. I am humble in Divine Prince. I walk in the path, the journey that is set for the Divine Prince. We must sit in our truth, accept our own truth, and acknowledge and respect the truth others. Beloved, do not attempt to reshape me into your gods and your spirits and your religions and your gens and your powers. Transformation comes from within and doesn't require you to control who I am. I am. I am because my creators are all-powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment in time space. I create and reshape my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are. Without beginning or ending, I am eternal, all-powerful. I am free to experience life in any way that I choose. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, place, level of understanding. And like the universe itself, I am limitless. I am part of a vast, unified wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. My life is in divine order as it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me, flow through me as I am becoming authentic to me. I release my grip on life. I release my grip on ego. I am calm in the knowledge that all my needs are divinely taken care of. I am open to all of life's experiences. As the moments of my life come and go, I am at divine peace. I do not judge these moments. I welcome them. I observe them. I accept them all. If problems arise, and they do and they will, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit, for I know that I will resolve and answer, provided in time, what is in my best interest. And I have all the time in the world, for I am time. I am limitless. I am eternal, for my creators are time, limitless and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts, when ego is not talking, they speak, and they come to me, and they administer to me, all things becoming clear. You lay down with a quartz crystal, and you wake up with an understanding like you've never known before, and it's organic. And my life transforms in a magical and unexpected way. Obstacles that once seem insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller and insignificant, and I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity, understanding, knowing, wisdom. My path forward is becoming clearer and clearer with each and every day, like clear quartz crystal, refined clarity, focused. Every day, in every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious. And I trust in the natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. I play the hand that I am dealt. My consciousness is not bound by time or space. I'm not here to recreate the game. But like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creators themselves, I am divinely created. I am limitless, all-powerful. I am part of a vast, unified wholeness. I am in balance. I am in divine completion. And so as we sit 10 days out from St. Joseph, 9 days out from Super Sunday, and for those of us who are operating within the traditions, who are meditating on that power that is Papa Loka, after you've done your St. Patrick's Day, we are focusing in on Papa Loco. And Papa Loco is syncretized with St. Joseph. I can't really digress right now because I don't have a lot of time into how St. Joseph and Mardi Gras Indian culture and Black Hawk voodoo culture and local New Orleans festival culture got sort of intersected at St. Joseph Day, which is March 19th every year. If you look at the Catholic and the Italian cultural shrines and altars that are built to St. Joseph for their religious holiday of St. Joseph Day, they mimic in many ways the shrines and altars and ceremonies that we in voodoo perform for Papa Loco. And Papa Loco is the giver of the power of the Obeah, is the giver of the rights to initiation as a practitioner in the traditions of voodoo. Papa Loco is a healer and operates in the realm of cures and herbs and medicinal root work and all the wisdom and knowledge that knowledge is very regionally specific, understanding how to work and operate within the realm of the roots, herbs, produce, and product that is available in your own environment. I know right here in New Orleans, it's a produce market of food just grows natural to this environment that many of the locals don't even eat, don't trust. You know, in many ways, Western culture has sort of bred this mistrust of what we call the wild, the weed, if you will, and we'll go to the supermarket and buy it, and whole communities end up with listeria and, you know, other craziness. So I often say we have to reprogram, rethink, reteach ourselves how to think in a way that allows this indigenous to merge and become operable in a practical sense with modernity, with modern culture, with Western living. I'm not anticipating that many of us are going to return to the bush. Some of you are hard pressed to leave the city. May not have the resources to leave the city, but there is a way, and I dream to be, operate to be the demonstration of how we can bring indigenous understanding to a modern day way of living that is both practical, but shows honor and respect to traditions, the ancestors, the powers that came before. Today in this illumination of the mind, of spirit, of self-healing and journey, there's also a sort of carnal Western pull away from doing things in order, not always being truthful, not always standing up in the challenge. And that, indeed, beloved, is where the gold is, the prize is, the empowerment that we all seek that frees us from the labels and titles and Eurocentric powers and understanding that has been placed upon us generationally, truly allowing us self-determination. Kuchi Chaguia, something we say every Kwanzaa, termination. And is that something that is just once a year? Is that something that we only acknowledge the second day of Kwanzaa? Or is self-determination something that we still need, still earn, still strive for? Is self-determination only relevant to the 70s, 1970s? And is self-determination relevant in African consciousness today? At my age, a half a century into the game, I'm seeing sort of a militarization, a industrialization, a grouping together, a classifying together by race, by sex identity, with tragic consequences, the sort of cradle to the prison, to the grave, that doesn't seem to ever end. The consistent black-on-black crime and the consistent feelings of being left out, of being disempowered, of being not in control of our own destiny. And Ifa, Voodoo, Santeria, Palo, Lokomi, Candomblé, all of these practices are contingent on destiny. Destiny, without the Odus, without the voice of Arula or Rumila, without the divination that takes place on the boards, on the mats, and all the volumes of information and activity. Those Odus don't come without Ebo. I like to call Ebo homework. They all are filled with homework. So there is no shortcut here, beloved. I allow you to self-identify, and I don't collectively, generically, generally reference anyone based on that premise of self-identification. I know some people who call all women madams. I don't call women madams. I know some women who call, some people, excuse me, who refer to all women as girl. I don't refer to women as girl. And I allow each person their space, their right to walk in Kuji Chagali, accept determination, debate whether you call yourself Black. I know who I am. I don't debate whether you call yourself African. I know who I am. I don't debate whether you call yourself king, queen, chieftain, high priestess. I know who I am. I sit every day in my truth. I sit in my truth. Your truth comes with its blessings. Your truth comes with its consequences. Your truth comes with its responsibilities. Your truth comes with its obligations. Your truth is. And when we sit and consider our truth, we can then stand up at the crossroads to do the work. Whatever work needs to be done, whatever needs to be addressed, whatever the goal that needs to be filled in your path, in the journey, destiny. So when you know your destiny and you can sit in your truth, the distractions of titles and labels that only enable us to stay stuck, to stay unevolved, to prevent us from truly growing to God consciousness. Always remembering that it's all a blessing if you are sitting in your truth. It's all a blessing if you are embracing the joyful process that is evolution. This is not a path of depression, of negativity, of isolation, of fear, of anxiety, of having to pull away from each and everything and other living being on the planet to feel some sense of, that's not what this is. And if that is a part of your experience, you need to exercise it. That is not spiritual. That is not godly. That is not in the space that a God is allowed to operate, to create and recreate. So choose light. Choose freedom. Choose Kuji Chagalia 365 days a year. Sit in your truth. Respect and acknowledge my truth, and all is truly and indeed a blessing. Until the next time, for the Power Lunch, Revolutionary Hoodoo, New Orleans. Voodoo Secrets and Recipes here on Blog Talk Radio, remembering that all is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe.
A dash of cayenne to the root. Gonna put on my grease suit. Boil a gumbo, hot and steady. Don't care if Freddy ready. Gonna pray at that old cemetery. Down on Claiborne where she's buried. Build a fire on the bayou. When a black cat scratch at two. Under a full moon that's blue. Chant the magic words, Kufaru. A dash of cayenne to the room. Gonna put on my grease suit. Black top hat, black suit too. Same old rod that Moses threw. I'm gonna get them bones out the graveyard for you. Can't see my eyes, black shades too. A dash of cayenne to the roof. Gonna put on my grease suit. Black top hat, black suit too. Same old rod that Moses threw. I'm gonna get them bones out the graveyard for you. Can't see my eyes, black shades too. Going pray at the old cemetery. Down on Claiborne where she's buried. A dash of cayenne to the room. Gonna put on my grease suit. Yeah. Black top hat, black suit too. Same old ride that Moses threw. I'm gonna get them bones out the graveyard for you. Can't see my eyes, black shades too. Gonna pray at that old cemetery. Down on Claiborne where she's buried. A dash of cayenne to the room. Gonna put on my grease suit.